Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to talk about economic incentives approved by the Pella City Council this week for agile manufacturing.
Well, Mike, a long meeting, as you had mentioned to me earlier this week, and a big provision that the Pella City Council ultimately did approve as a part of that meeting will help a manufacturer come to town. It's something you've done before for some of these businesses coming. First of all, who is going to be benefiting from these economic incentives approved, and what are some of the details about the finances they're receiving to come to town?
Yes, well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said, the City Council this week did approve an economic development contract with Agile Manufacturing. And who Agile Manufacturing is, their new firm that's planning to locate in Pella, and they're planning to provide 3D printing services to industrial companies. Now, with this, it's important for folks to understand oftentimes when the city is involved with economic development incentives, oftentimes for the bigger projects such as Agile Manufacturing, the state of Iowa is also involved, and this is no exception with it. And specifically, what the city's contract of Agile Manufacturing requires them to do is, A, first and foremost, locate in the city of Pella. And then, B, overall, it's important for folks to understand there's going to be a significant investment in our community by Agile Manufacturing. The total cost to renovate the facility in Pella with machinery and equipment, as well as renovation, costs about $1.7 million. They're also required within a three-year time period to create 15 new jobs for the community. These are relatively high-paying jobs. The base wage will exceed, for these jobs, will exceed $19.35. Now, as I mentioned before, the city's economic development incentives, what was approved was the guarantee that we would provide the community local match for the state of Iowa. The state of Iowa, to incentivize Agile Manufacturing to locate in Pella, is offering a financial incentive package of $147,000. We were required to offer 20% of the direct financial assistance, which amounts to about $18,000 for the city of Pella. And it's made up into two components. One component was a 60-month no-interest loan for $9,000, and the second component was a forgivable loan of $9,000 over that 60-month time period as well. And again, that mirrors the state's terms. So overall, from the community standpoint, from an economic development standpoint, when you look at the total investment in the community, you can describe this as a public-private partnership. And in this particular case, similar to other economic development deals that we've been a part of, is the developer is responsible for about 90% of the cost, with the state of Iowa and the city of Pella just over 9%, right around 9 to 10% on that, so with the partnership. Now with this, we are thrilled with the proposed development in Pella. Again, it's good quality jobs for the community also, and the investment in our community is fairly significant. So in your question on who benefits, we believe the community as a whole and the state of Iowa as a whole benefits by having Agile Manufacturing locate their business in Pella.
And these incentives have been, as you mentioned, from the state issued all over the place. And in Pella, maybe one successful example would be Lely North America. Mm-hmm. What was the driving factor behind that? And why is that such a model for what you want, you know, in terms of agile manufacturing and others that you're mm-hmm. working with? Why did Lely become the model, so to speak, when it came to those economic incentives?
Well, again, we're proud to have Lely Manufacturing in the city. We believe it's been very good for the city of Pella. Now, overall, when it's important for folks to understand, when we talk about economic development incentives with this, particularly in the larger projects like Lely Agile Manufacturing, we work hand in hand with the state of Iowa on this. And so it's not only the city of Pella, but it's the state of Iowa. And with this, why these projects are successful is there's a considerable amount of vetting that goes on at the state of Iowa as well as the city of Pella. So with this, why these things have been successful, and we've had a good track history of economic development incentives on it, is there's a lot of vetting at the public level. And with this, when you're also talking about the public-private partnership, there's what we call often all GAP measures, and that's really what they're looking at, just like with Agile Manufacturing. In this case, when you look at the total investment in the community, the public portion of this is about 9%, with about 91% on the private side. So with that, there's always a consideration on the amount of public investment in it, in the gap, and there's a risk analysis. And from my perspective, as long as there's the considerable vetting on it, and from our standpoint, with issues like Lely, Agile Manufacturing, we have another public partner, the state of Iowa, they tend to be rather successful in the long term. And once again, from the city's appeals perspective, we're proud to have both Lely and Agile Manufacturing in our community.
And Agile is coming soon, as I understand it.
Yes, they are planning on opening up operations, is my understanding, April of this year.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.